Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We've all been there, knowing what it's like to feel as though our best is never enough and that what we have to bring to the world will never be able to satisfy the needs of others as well as ourselves. If you've ever felt that way, don't worry, you're not alone. And our next guest is Deborah M. Cody. She's written a great book called Too Loved to Be Lost that addresses this issue not only in her own personal experiences, but what she's been able to share with other people, again using the scriptures to help them to understand not only how much God loves them, but also what he has in store for them as well. We're going to talk to Deborah about the journey of being not only an award-winning author and speaker, but what it's been like for her to be able to inspire people through her words. Deborah, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Really enjoyed the book, Deborah, so I'm excited to be able to speak with you. Today we announced our 10 must-reads for the month of October for our Conversations the Book Club, and your book is listed as one of those 10. And one of the main reasons, Deborah, is because I believe the book really helps to reach people exactly where they are, and that seems to be the style that you're able to write in. What has it been like for you to not only find your voice as an author, Deborah, but to see the way that people are responding to it?
Well, it's been an incredible journey for me as an author. I just started writing about 11 years ago at the ripe old age of 45. I was a late bloomer with my writing. I've been a career occupational therapist specializing in orthopedic hand injuries for 35-plus years now and counting, still doing that, as a matter of fact, and a piano teacher for 20, and did a stint as a college professor in anatomy and physiology on a nearby college. And so it's been kind of a strange way through the back door to writing. I started just writing articles, basically, was what my goal was in the beginning, and then I ventured from there to newspaper column, which I still write today, and then books started just kind of dropping in my lap, the ideas, and so I started writing and submitting, and it's just been an amazing journey for me. I've got book number 14 coming out. In fact, it's out this month, just came out this one, and then I have another one I just got a contract for, so number 15 is in the chute.
Wow. Well, you know, the great thing about it, though, Deborah, and I think we can even tell it in your voice, and for those who have not been to your website, we'll tell them a little bit later how they can get there, but the thing that comes through is the enthusiasm you have for what you do, and also the way that you're able to engage with your audience, whether it's the reader. I mean, it's very conversational the way that you write, and even on your website, we're able to see, of course, some of the speaking engagement you've done. You know, when you hear people say that, Deborah, when you hear them say that, you know, you are reaching them exactly where they need to be reached, do you feel as though you're fulfilling exactly what you wanted to do, not only as a speaker, but also as a vessel?
That is so true. In the very beginning, when I started writing my first book, it's a fiction, it's a historical novel, and my whole goal there, every morning when I would write, it took me 2 years to write and another year to find a publisher, I would lay one hand on the computer and the other hand up toward Pop God and say, you know what, this is all yours. I have no idea what I'm doing, and you know that. And so just make me your vessel. Make me your instrument. You're the pen. I'm the pen. You're the ink. And you just flow through me, and whatever you have to say to someone, please say it. And, you know, he did that. I'll just tell you a couple of examples of that first novel. I had a letter from a lady in her 50s. Don't want to give it away. The book's called The Distant Shore, and I don't want to give you the plot, but it's got a familial abuse underlying theme to it. And this lady wrote me a letter and said, look, you know, I just want to tell you how much your book has done for me. I was raised back way long ago when it was not kosher. You didn't talk about problems at home. And she said, I was abused by my stepfather, as were my two siblings, and everyone knew, but no one did anything about it. She said,
right.
My neighbors knew, my school knew, my church knew, my mother knew, and no one did anything about it. And she said, all these years later, she was in her late 50s, early 60s, she said, I have had this festering problem all these years. It's affected my relationships. It's affected my whole life. And I just tried to ignore it and stuff it away. And I was reading your book, The Distant Shore. And when I got about halfway through and I realized what was going on with this poor little girl, she said, I just started crying and I haven't been able to stop. And she said, I realized that God is using this to show me it's time to get help.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that is the thing. And help can come in so many different ways, including through a book. And that's where people like you come in, Deborah. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with award-winning author Deborah M. Cody. She's making her first appearance on our program. We're discussing her book that I read called To Love, To Be Lost. I should say the subtitle of the book is Discovering God's Intentional, Unconditional, Without Limits Love. And, you know, that says a lot in itself, Deborah, not only about what I got from the book, but also, of course, you know, what I believe other people will as well. You know, the fact that you recognize, and I love the fact that you're able to personalize your relationship with God by calling him Papa, calling him Father, and, you know, we see that, of course, in the book as well. Does that help you in not only keeping God real in your life, but also realizing the importance of having that relationship in everything that you do?
It truly does. I actually started calling Papa God, after writing that book I just mentioned, The Distant Shore, because the protagonist in that is a little lost girl, and she's sent away from her family. She's orphaned, basically, and she has no one to turn to, so she develops a relationship with who she calls Papa God because her earthly father is not there for her. And,
right.
You know, I see women all the time in my travels as a speaker who view God as a stern, judgmental, off-somewhere, impersonal entity, just lurking with a huge frown and a big stick, waiting to smite them to smithereens whenever they mess up. And it grieves me when I see that perspective of Papa God, and I want to tell them that, yes, our Father is holy and just, and he's righteous. And he wants us to be too, but that doesn't make him a mean old hulking principal hovering around the hall with a big paddle. That is so not Papa God. So of all his millions of attributes, you know, he's kind, he's merciful, he's faithful, he's slow to anger, he's unconditionally loving. That one is the one I want to focus on with this book, that his unconditional love. Because I think we need to know, to really know, in a world where love and acceptance we receive often seems based on our behavior or our looks or our talents or our achievements, that there is someone who doesn't condemn or critique us, but instead he loves us and forgives us and accepts us, our quirks, our meltdowns, our zits and all, the whole shoot and shebang.
That is so true. And, you know, when you were talking about the little girl in the book, it reminded me on this program I've talked to abuse survivors in the past, Deborah. And the thing that gets me, and I heard it just, I think for the first time a couple of years ago, where, you know, someone who actually was abused by her father said that she had, you know, when she would go to church, the worst thing she could hear was that God was like her father. And so she had to think of God as a friend, as other things. I bring this up because of chapter 10 of To Love, To Be Lost. This is what you said in the chapter, Who's Driving This Bus, Developing Trust. And I think this is a great thing for all of us to remember. It's on pages 94 and 95 for those who have the book. If you guys don't have it yet, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it. But this is what you wrote, Deborah. Trust is a sacred thing. Papa God's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 promise, which is actually a recap of Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, is incredibly significant. When he says he'll never leave us or forsake us, that's powerful. Never, not ever, will we be abandoned. And then you go on to say this, and this is the thing that really got me. On days when we're out of sync with Papa's limitless love, when we're feeling deserted, forsaken, or betrayed, we have to remember that feelings aren't trustworthy. These are the times to overrule our hearts with our heads. These are the times when we just need to show up with a teaspoon of willingness and wait to see what the one who wants only the best for us will do. And I thought, wow, what a powerful thing, because, you know, we're so impatient, especially in the world we live in today. We want things right now. We want to be able to experience it right now. We want that relief right now. How important has that teaspoon of willingness been for you, Deborah, and not only, you know, in building your own personal relationship with God, but also in building this career?
Well, sometimes that's all you have, because you have fears to deal with, and you have, you know, we do a lot of negative self-talk, and that undermines our goals that we have for ourselves, and I have several chapters on both of those issues in this book. And, you know, sometimes we defeat ourselves before we get started even, and I think that teaspoon of willingness, the willingness is what counts, because Papa God's standing around waiting on you. He wants to help. He wants the best for you, but you have to have that teensy little bit element of willingness to step forward and do what you think he's telling you to do. I'm a good example of that. I'm the world's best example of that with my writing. I wasn't a writer. For 20 years, I hadn't written anything but Christmas newsletters. You know, that was about it. And I just felt one day, sitting in a dentist's office at age 45, I was praying, what am I supposed to be doing here? My youngest was leaving the nest the next year. I felt like there was a hole, and I didn't know how to fill the hole. And I sat there in that dentist's office saying, what do you want me to do? There's something, but I don't know what it is. Right. And then I felt that still small voice speak to my heart, just two words, it's time. And I knew immediately that he was referring to my childhood dream of writing a book. And so I was terrified. I didn't have the wherewithal. I didn't have any talent, I didn't think. And I had to take the first step of teaching myself grammar, punctuation, learning how to do the elements, the bottom line of this thing, this writing thing that I was being asked to do. And I sought out a mentor, and one thing led to another, and 140 articles later and 15 books, you know, I'm still amazed that he is always able. If he wills it, he fulfills it, regardless of the odds.
Exactly, regardless of the odds. And I think even sometimes, Deborah, regardless of us, you say this, and I actually paraphrase this in my review on Amazon on page 138 of the book. This is another powerful thing, and I think it really is almost like a wake-up call. It's chapter 15, Breakdown in the Fast Lane. And, you know, you're very open, as I said earlier, about your own personal journey, which people will be able to see in the book. But I love this fact, because it really goes to say, you know what, you're not alone. And this is what you wrote on page 138. Our life will for sure seem indelibly messy. Know what? Messy happens to all of us, so we mustn't allow ourselves to fall into the victim mentality trap. We are not being picked out to be picked on, and we will not sit back in our misery and allow messy to bury us alive. We will do something about it. We can be whelmed without being overwhelmed. And I thought, once again, there is that encouragement, you know, that can come at a time when people really need it. You know, how important has it been for you, Deborah, especially in the work that you're able to do, not only as an author but a speaker, to help people to understand that where they are now is not where they have to stay?
Well, I like to try to tell women, especially. I speak at a lot of women's events, and occasionally have men too, and I love that. I often get letters from men that say, you know, my wife left your book in the bathroom where she reads it. I guess I'm a potty writer, but oh well, that's okay. And they always say, you know, I love this book. I have to read it quietly in the closet, you know, but I love to write for men too. But my point is that Papa God loves us just the way we are, broken. But he also loves us enough not to leave us that way. And that is what I'm trying to show people. My goal is to get right down in the trenches with people who are trying to find Papa God in their lives and to be able to keep him there and keep him up front, because I think there's lots and lots of us who struggle. We are quietly struggling in that area, and that's what I'm trying to do with my books, and that's why I write in a conversational style. I want us to join hands and move forward direct together. We want to go horizontally together with each other, and we want to go vertically to find our Papa God, and that's what I try to do.
Yeah, well, that's what you definitely do, Deborah, with this book especially, I think, in helping people to be able, really to be discovered. The last thing I want to talk to you about, and then we're going to let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you as well as get the book for themselves, is the importance of being present. You talk about it in the book as well, and it's something that I have I find myself continually working on because, you know, we live again, as I said earlier, in this fast-paced world where, you know, there's so much going on. We don't really have the time to really savor life. You know, how important has it been for you to do that, to make sure that you're taking out the time to kind of step back and to appreciate where you are and then being able to share that fact with other people as well, Deborah?
Well, that's a really hard thing to do, and especially if you have a personality type like mine, type A, who wants to see a problem, fix it, get it done, get out there, get your hands dirty, and, you know, do what you have to do. And yet, by doing that, our eyes are on our behavior, our goal, to reach our goal regardless of everything else, and we lose that chance to live in the moment. And so that's a big theme that I talk about, how to get there, a lot in all of my books and my entire series that I'm writing, of which To Love to Be Lost is the fourth book in the series. I call it Take On Life. And, you know, we have to somehow get past those things that are our barriers to that peace that we all crave, but we just can't hang on to because, you know, we think maybe once we reach that peace, we'll just be fine. Everything will be great. But it's not a warm, fuzzy thing that comes and stays. Peace is something that we have to try to achieve every day. We have to go back and look for it in certain ways and try to get there. And that's what I'm trying to show through several of my chapters. I do a whole chapter on peace. How do we do that? How do we literally, what are some steps we can take to do that, to actually achieve that goal that we all have and get away from the stressed, messy, stressy life that we tend to live trying to get everything done? You know, one of my little catchphrases, and I hope this is not too crass for you, but, you know, we do. Well, what does all that do result in? Calendar constipation. And the way around that is to give ourselves an activities enema. And that's one of the ways that I talk about how we can, you know, simplify. And once we can simplify and find some white space around the margin of our day, that's what we writers call it. When we have margins, we have to make sure we have white space on a page so that people are not intimidated by these black words where they can feel like they can tackle this and achieve it.
Right.
Once we get a little white space in our day, then we're able to really get with Papa God. We're able to feel his presence. We're able to communicate with him much better. We can hear him without the cacophony of our normal everyday clutter messing us up, and that's how we can achieve that peace.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're hearing it from someone who definitely is doing it and is showing other people how it can be done. Again, everyone, I've been speaking with Deborah M. Cody today. She's the author of the book, To Love to Be Lost, Discovering God's Intentional, Unconditional, Without Limits Love. And that is what she helps you to be able to do in this book and also through the work that she's able to do. Deborah, I referenced your website earlier. Go ahead and give our listeners the website and let them know how they can get the book for themselves.
Wonderful. I would love to meet my people out there who are reading my book and are interested. My website is deborahcody.com, and that's spelled DeboraCoty. There's no H on Deborah, and there's no D in Cody. The DY was Wild Bill, but I'm the perfume without the money or without the fame. And then I also have a blog I would love to have you join me at, and you can reach that through my website as well, deborahcody.com. I have two blogs, one for aspiring writers and one is my personal blog, and I would love to have people join me in either or both places.
All right, so deborahcody.com, and Deborah is also available on Twitter as well, at Deborah Cody's, where you guys can find her there, as well as Twitter as well. We tagged her there, and Facebook, she's there too. You guys can find her easily there as well. Deborah, congratulations to you again on the book. A really great conversation with you today, and look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you, Cyrus. It was a joy. I appreciate your time, and I would love to come back.
right, we'll definitely make it happen. Again, everyone, Deborah Cody has been our guest. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Deborah, thanks to our online friends, you guys can go back and listen to the replay completely for free. You can find the link on our Facebook and Twitter pages. And as I said, we tagged Deborah on both. You guys can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, deborahcody.com is the website. Again, that is deborahcoty.com is where you guys can find Deborah there. So make sure you guys are staying in contact with her on her website. You guys will actually find the links, actually, for Amazon once you go to her site to be able to order the book for yourselves, of course, not only in print, but also for you Kindle readers out there. You guys can get it for less than $4 right there from Amazon.com. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.